Oh man, we're back.
You missed all of it?
Oh, definitely.
You sound excited to see us.
Yeah.
Disappointments with how things ended, or how does that carry over at all? Or
a little bit, you know, but it's just a learning experience for all of us, you know, and I think it's only going to benefit us going forward. You know, anytime you go through a trying time as a team, as an individual, usually have a decision to make whether you're going to be better from it or you're going to let it keep you down. And I think we're all players with great pride, and I think we'll just be better, we'll be closer, and I think you'll see a big improvement this upcoming season.
Well, first you had to, you know, evaluate yourself, look at the man in the mirror, saw the things that you did well, things that you didn't do as well, and just to help as a team. You know, everybody has their job, and everybody did their job to the best of their ability, but we came up short a lot of the cases where we shouldn't have. But with the offseason and the preparation going into this next one, I think it'll be a lot better.
Do those feelings linger into this, or do you turn the page immediately and kind of?
Well, everybody's different. You know, of course you want to put it in the back of your mind because it's in the past, but it left a salty taste in my mouth. I don't want it to happen again, and I refuse to let it happen again from my point of view. But, you know, you kind of move past it. New things, new day. It's kind of positive energy.
Yeah, you know, you always go back and look at tape, and we got to try harder. We got to run to the ball. We got to, you know, we got to swarm the ball. We got to do a lot more things. But for the most part, we just got to keep on. The margin for error in the NFL is very small, and it's a team game. So the biggest thing for me is that, you know, going back, watching myself, is that we got to get off blocks quicker as a D-line. We got to go out there and hit them, and we got to go out there and swarm to the ball. And, you know, we got to eliminate some explosive plays and, you know, and help the offense out even more by, you know, giving them shorter field position, stopping them down there, and just doing our job.
Yeah, obviously, you know, last year was pretty unique. You know, I've never been in that situation. I don't think many people probably have been in that situation. But, you know, just to be here this offseason, to be able to go through the program, to be able to go through, you know, the meetings, the installs, and to really sit down and get to learn this offense and what we're trying to do, you know, it's you know, a much better situation than, you know, showing up here however many days, 8 or 9 days before the first game last year, and trying to kind of learn everything on the fly.
Everybody thinks with the new CBA and all the rules that we have to follow that it's hard to get stuff done in these early phases, but you know, we have 8 hours in the meeting room, and we have time to get out here and work together as players. But there's also things that we can go back and learn on, you know, not just from last year, but years past. And now's the time where, you know, we go through situations, and when those things come up in October, November, you know, a lot of people say, oh, the ball didn't bounce your way last year. The year before it did, and we won 11 games and won the division. But a lot of times that luck is created by what we do in April and May, and we're prepared for when those situations come up. And you know, when preparation meets opportunity, you have luck. So it'll be about making sure that we're prepared for those situations and get back to winning close football games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he just wants us to get back to doing what we do, and, you know, just being a physical football team, blue collar team. You know, we're not gonna, you know, beat teams by 30 points. You know, it usually comes down to the wire with us, and we have to execute in the late game situations. And I think as we continue to mature together, you'll see us be better in those critical moments.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. You know, things happen a lot faster. You know, the years seem to go by a lot quicker. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think there's good things about it, there's bad things about it. I mean, obviously, being an older guy, you know, we like to have a little bit of recovery time, but there's a fine line between, you know, having enough recovery and having too much recovery. So, but it's always fun to get back in the building. You know, you miss these guys after 2 or 3 months, and so when you get the opportunity to come in here and work alongside these guys and really be able to work with, you know, some of the new guys that have been brought in and things like that, I think, like I said, it makes it more for a tight-knit group around here.
Well, I'm very excited just to be here to start the off-season program. We're in our second week right now. Just getting to know all the guys, getting familiar with all the guys in the D-line room, getting familiar with all the coaches, the entire coaching staff, coming out in workouts, setting a competitive environment, showing the guys that, you know, I come from Green Bay, and, you know, I'm a new guy here, but at the same time, I'm going to come here and I'm going to compete hard and just challenge myself, not only myself, but my teammates every day when we're working out, and just let them know that, you know, I'm a guy who smiles a lot, but I'm a guy who works really hard, and I'm a guy who loves to win, and I'm a guy who doesn't, you know, take anything else but winning.
Well, I love the mentality here. I love the locker room. It's been great, man. Everybody's real cool, and so you know, I haven't got the chance to really get out and explore much of Minnesota. But when I get out of this walking boot, I'll do a little more to that.
Well, they use you like they use Adrian Peterson, same kind of things. Do you know that?
Well, I know that they want me to try and be on the field as much as I can, whether it's first, second, or third down. And so, but it's my job to make sure I'm, you know, staying in tune and in the playbook right now and learning every bit of this offense to give myself that chance to be on the field as much as I can.
I've been here for 7 years, going on my 8th season now. Just to, you know, so many new faces on the other side of the ball. But, you know, change is good. You know, we got fresh new faces out here working each and every day. So I think the biggest thing is now is that, you know, we all just get to that team chemistry, you know, building that team chemistry. And it starts with OTAs, phase one, phase two, phase three. And we go out there and, you know, and we become a team. You know, we go back and you really go look at film and grade yourself hard and figure out what can you do better to help our team win. And, you know, and just plug people in where they need to be plugged in. You know, I believe in our staff, our organization, that they're going to make the right decisions to help us win. And the biggest thing is now is that going out there and just becoming a team, grinding each and every day to become that team that we know we can.